My name is David Bonnier, and I'm going to read the op-ed piece. Basically, the title is Learning to Play the Piano. As a quarterback in high school and college, I played in front of large crowds. I got butterflies before each game. As a 26-year member of Congress from Michigan, I gave hundreds of speeches to audiences, large and small. I was always nervous. At age 79, performing Old Man River during a recital in front of other students and my family? Well, if you're not living on the edge, you're taking up too much room. That's always been one of my favorite expressions. Why did I decide to learn to play the piano in my late 70s? Because I always wanted to. In fact, this is my second try. In 1963, I was awarded a football scholarship to the University of Iowa, and that presented an opportunity. There, in the fall of 1964, I registered for a piano class. A piano in the lounge of my dorm made it easy. All I had to do was withstand the catcalls from friends and teammates moseying through while I practiced. Midway into the semester, I received a notice to report to the athletic director's office. Was my scholarship on the line? For me, no scholarship meant no school. I arrived panicked at the office, where a fellow who looked like an accountant asked about my piano class, then bluntly informed me that the athletic department was not going to pay for my lessons. I was broke, so that was that. Or so I thought. Through the Air Force, marriage, family, social work, politics, Congress, and retirement. Wrong. For Christmas in 2020, my wife Judy surprised me with a full-size Yamaha keyboard. My granddaughter Alina was my first teacher. And now I learn from Susan Yeo, a 26-year pro. At 79, I'm not in good shape for playing piano. Years of bad snaps under center jam my now arthritic fingers. My hands are also disfigured from Dupuytren's contracture. My mind and memory wander out of focus, needing constant corralling. My first recital this past winter was disappointing. There I was, an old man performing with little kids who were often better than me. My teacher and I worked on Bye Bye Blackbird and Raybone Connection from the Muppet movie. If I had been graded, I would have been lucky to get a C-. Emphasis on the minus. Our spring recital brought another chance. This time I chose Old Man River, music by Jerome Kern and lyrics by Oscar Hammerstein. I've been fond of the song ever since hearing it by the great Paul Robeson's performance in the 1936 film Showboat. The tempo is slow, which I thought might be easier for me. Wrong again. Those nerves reared, and as I played, my eyes and head were in constant motion between the sheet music and the keys. I struggled to find where I was on the sheet music. The result was an agonizing, halting performance. But it is such a good thing, this living on the edge. Piano challenges my mind. The left hand doing its thing while the right hand plays the melody. It's good brain aerobics. Playing is also relaxing. I practice every day and often wander over to the keyboard to work on the part of a song that's giving me trouble. It requires my full attention. I force myself to focus on each step in the learning process. It's a way to practice mindfulness. I also find it gratifying to read music. It's like learning another language. And I have become a better listener. Now when I hear music, I think of notes or combination of notes that make up the piece. I can hear the separate sounds coming from instruments in a band or orchestra. All of this adds to a fuller appreciation and enjoyment of music. I have not conquered and might never conquer my fear of playing in front of an audience, but I remain undaunted. It is such a joy to be playing. And I'm just going to keep rolling along.